Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30 plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Stephen Holder from The Athletic. Stephen, what's going on? How are we doing?
Oh, nothing's going on. It's really quiet. Just a normal week in the NFL.
had nothing to write about the last few days, so I know that you've got plenty of time to join us here today on the show. We appreciate it. So, Stephen, we'll start with the Carson Wentz front. That's right. We'll start with the Carson Wentz front. This is obviously it's been something we've been talking to you about for several months now at this point. Now that it's done and Carson Wentz has been traded from Indy to Washington, what do you think of the deal, and where do you think the Colts go from here now that Carson Wentz is out the door?
Okay, so I'll start by saying that I think the Colts actually did okay here. I think we're talking about – I know a guy – I know this is a guy in Carson Wentz who last season garnered a first and a third-round pick. I understand that, and getting two third-round picks a year later maybe doesn't sound all that great, but – I think the context is important. He was coming off one subpar season a year ago. This year, he now has been jettisoned by two teams in consecutive years, and I think that changes the trajectory of a player, and or I guess the value of a player at least, and they still managed to get to two-thirds, and they moved up a few spots by swapping second-round picks too. So credit to the Colts for getting something out of this. I think they did okay. They did actually pretty good. Now, that being said, they don't have a quarterback. So that's kind of an issue. And when you ask me where they go from here, I think the interesting thing is that they made this deal without really having another deal in place. There was no absolute plan B here. They have some balls in the air, clearly, but they didn't have a deal wrapped up. So I think they're looking at, they'll talk to Jimmy G and the 49ers. They will look at the free agent market such that it is, and they'll continue to sort of shake the trees and see if there's anything left on the trade market. And obviously the draft is certainly in play now as well. So we'll see. I think we'll have a resolution here soon.
Well, you wrote a piece today, Stephen, kind of making the case that, a game manager, just someone who doesn't make the critical mistake with everything else they have going for them. And I mean, I'm assuming they're going to be better on the outside too, that they're going to do something to address that. But you've pointed this out. They have tons of cap space to go do things, but that maybe, I guess, a safer choice at quarterback might be a good way to go. Is Teddy Bridgewater something do you think that might be? I mean, I haven't heard a lot of talk about him, but he's a possibility. I mean, the free agent crop is not great, but who would you look at if you were them?
Well, I think the game manager, quote unquote, is one avenue, and it's one I think they have to consider. Look, if the goal here, and I'm not speaking for the Colts, but this may be the reality. If the goal here is to buy yourself a little more time to resolve this, because I don't think they're going to permanently fix their quarterback situation this offseason. I don't see how they do that. So if the goal is to buy a little more time, there's a better quarterback class next year in the draft, they'll have a first-round pick. If that's the goal, then the game manager makes some sense. I mean, you already said, I think it's correct, that they'll probably address their wide receiver position. They have a very capable running back, one of the best running games in football with Jonathan Taylor. They have a good offensive line. One of the things that Carson Wentz did is, despite his immense talent, and I still think he's talented, one of the things he did was he just made the easy things really hard. And sometimes the best play is taking the check down. Sometimes the best play is making that first read and making that easy throw. Sometimes the best play is not looking for the big play time and time again. Those are the things that Carson Wentz really struggles with, to be completely honest, and I think they had a really negative impact on the Colts' offense this season, and I kind of wonder where they might have been had they had a quarterback who took some of those layups, as Chris Ballard sort of characterized it in his end-of-the-year press conference, I think it would have made a big difference. You know, so let your playmakers do some more of the work. They have a good offensive scheme, good play caller. You know, maybe the quarterback, if he's not in the way as much, maybe the results are as good or better. It's a theory.
Stephen Holder from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Stephen, you know, some of the things that we've talked about here, both with you and some of the reporting that's been out there as well, is, you know, on the field play was one thing with Carson Wentz, and that's certainly a big part of this, but also maybe off the field as well, and wanting better leadership. And, you know, the Colts have obviously been pretty vocal about Carson Wentz and the quarterback situation this offseason. So in your mind, how much of this is, you know, what Carson Wentz did on the field, and how much of this maybe is off the field stuff with Carson Wentz as well?
So I would start by saying I don't think Carson Wentz is some sort of bad guy. No one has said that. I don't think he's, you know, a jerk or anything like that. So I think a lot of the things that came out of Philadelphia after that trade kind of suggested maybe there was more in that regard. I didn't discover that. But what I did discover, and I think this is important, I don't think Carson Wentz is a natural leader necessarily, or at least not the kind that is ideal for an NFL quarterback. It's such an important job, and the expectations as a leader are so great that I think you have to really embrace that. I would describe Carson Wentz as a reluctant leader. And that doesn't make you, again, a bad guy, but I do think that is a knock on you when maybe you look at the full picture of a quarterback and whether he's the guy in the long term. I think that part needs to be really something you can be comfortable with. And if it's not, then it has to be something you take into consideration. Look, the Colts, for the past few years, their quarterbacks, they have certainly changed a lot. But one thing that Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett, and Philip Rivers had in common is they were off the charts in terms of leadership, completely off the charts. And so whatever shortcomings they may have had elsewhere, they had no shortcomings there. So now you had Carson Wentz, who had shortcomings in certain areas as a player, but also shortcomings as a leader. That knocks you down a few pegs, you know? So I think that was kind of the issue with Carson, and I don't think it helped him.
Well, let's see. There's a couple other quarterback news items this week too, Steven. I just how would you sum it all up? What's number one on the list of things that surprised you? And what do you think about, especially, you know, the Russell Wilson move to Denver? What do you think of them now? And what do you think things are headed with Deshaun Watson?
So I think the news of Aaron Rodgers going back to Green Bay, I think that started to kind of crystallize here in the last couple of weeks. Certainly last week at the Combine, just reading between the lines, that was where that seemed to be heading. So that was less surprising. I do think that Aaron Rodgers could do us all a favor and just give us a little less drama this coming offseason, though. Like, let's just let things simmer down and let's just everybody be happy and shake hands.
That'd be great.
Give us a break, okay? Give us a break. So hopefully that works out. Now, Russell Wilson, that one, I think – surprising, yes, but I guess not so surprising when you consider the fact that I guess it was the worst-kept secret that Denver was very interested in acquiring Aaron Rodgers. If you can't get Aaron Rodgers, what was the next best option? Certainly Russell Wilson. And actually, Russell Wilson is younger, so maybe in the long term this is a better deal. Look, that's not a deal that you see every day in the NFL. It's a blockbuster. It was massive. But I tell you what, I like it, and I tell you for Denver, I like it. I think Seattle got plenty. If they're going to rebuild, you might as well go big, and they are going big. But for Denver, I like it because it puts them in the conversation immediately. No question about it. They have a really solid foundation on that team. They've got some weapons on the outside. I think Russell's going to like that. I think those guys are going to thrive. They have had one of the worst quarterback situations in the NFL for about 5 years. So they have now flip that to now having one of the best. So we'll see. I mean, that puts a lot of expectations on them, but I really like where Denver's going here. I think they're in the conversation, and I think this really, it really just kind of drives home a point that I've been beating on for a long time, which is You either have the guy or you don't in this league today. And maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's not, but that's where we are. And one move can change the entire trajectory of your franchise. That's where the game is today. It's basically basketball. You know, if you either have a super team or you don't, and if you don't, you're probably going home. You know, that's where we are. I think there are some exceptions, but they're few and far between.
Stephen Holder from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Does a great job covering the National Football League. Stephen, appreciate you as always for taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, anytime, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Stephen Holder, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll come back. We'll react to what Stephen had to say there. Welcome more of your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Attention, men. Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, Hillside Medical Clinic has a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. Right now, my friend Andrew joins me to tell us all about it from Hillside Medical Clinic. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey there, how's it going? That's right, guys. We have something pretty unique here. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, whether that's mild erectile dysfunction or it's severe, our acoustic wave therapy at Hillside Medical Clinic, just a few 10-minute sessions, not invasive, with pressure waves. The pressure waves open up and regrow the blood vessels. You can imagine what wider blood vessels does to activity in the bedroom. Pretty great things. We've helped so many men get rid of their ED without the use of pills.
So, Andrew, what kinds of studies have been done on this new technology?
It is extensive. If you go to hillsidemedicalclinic.com, you can read 50 studies, major universities, hospitals, journals. They have said safe and effective, no side effects, no adverse events, and that it truly can get rid of the ED by going to the root cause.
And, Andrew, you have a special offer for our listeners. Call in right now.
We really believe in delivering a lot of value. If you're frustrated, if you're ready to get rid of those pills and end the erectile dysfunction, call us now. The exam, assessment, even the blood flow ultrasound is free with zero obligation, plus the gift that, very popular, produces immediate results in the bedroom. It's worth hundreds of dollars, free to callers now.
You heard it, guys. You can put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now to qualify for that offer at 615-576-5000. That's 615-576-5000. Put a stop to your ED and regain your love life. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now at 615-576-5000. Let me tell you about my friends at the Nashville Predators as well. Season tickets for the Preds 2022-23 season are on sale now. You can have full, half, and quarter season plans that are available to you. Join the Loyal Legion today and receive the best seat selection, priority access to the 2022 Stanley Cup playoff tickets as well. And as a season ticket citizen, your tickets for round one of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs will be up to 20% lower than your regular season price. Tickets to round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs will be the same as your regular season price. So make sure you check that out now. Season ticket citizens receive season-long benefits, including concession discounts, Nashville locker room discounts, pre-sales to shows at Bridgestone Arena, savings on Preds Foundation's event, and so much more. You can learn more at NashvillePredators.com/season tickets. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. Right now, there are deals from everything from half off the Woodhouse Spa, half off dining at the Mainstay and Hard Rock Cafe, half off to Brooklyn Bowl, plus $50 free with a purchase of $100 in downtown dollars. You can check out all of Nashville's best deals now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to Stephen Holder from The Athletic for joining us in the last segment. We'll have Hal Gill, Preds radio analyst, coming up at 9:30, looking ahead to the Preds and the Ducks later tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Right now, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Indy Ben on the text line texting in says, it doesn't surprise me at all, but even Colts hater Jarrett tried to spin this as a loss for Indy with the trade of Wentz. I still think he's sour that the Titans are stuck with Tannehill. Fact is, they were able to get value for a quarterback who's clearly not the guy. Getting a likely early second and third round pick is much better than I would have guessed. Now the Colts have options and plenty of cap space, and getting a free agent like Winston or Trubisky who can manage the team for a year until they get their long-term guy in 2023's draft. with a better quarterback class is a much better option than sticking with Wentz, who would have made Indy an average team. This is coming from Indy Ben on the text line. So Indy Ben, big fan, big fan of the Carson Wentz trade.
So Indy Ben, so Mitch Trubisky is going to make him a great team? I mean, come on, man. Look, is Indy going to win the division with whatever their choice is here at quarterback? I mean, look, I agree that it's a better landing here to get some picks back, but let's not forget what you gave up for Wentz. And you don't know who the next quarterback is. And the choices, there's no choice there that's all that appealing. Come on.
I think he likes the 2023 draft part of it, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, if it's as good as everyone says, you better be awfully high in that draft. Now, I understand you can put it together a big package to move up. The Colts aren't going to be 3-14 this year. So, you know, that looks like a draft where it might be like quarterback, 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 quarterback right at the top. So be ready for that.
Also, this time last year, Spencer Rattler was supposed to be the first overall pick, and how'd that work out?
That's a great point. So, yeah, no, that's a great point. And again, this bad draft class with baby hands, Pickett, and whoever else, you know, you could have the greatest quarterback of all time in this mix, and next year this amazing quarterback class, they could all be busts. I mean, it's. That's what it is. But I think one thing Steven said last segment that resonated, and I think certainly resonates here, is it does feel increasingly like that, right? You have the guy or you don't.
Yeah.
And that's where if you're a Titans fan, you know, you're not feeling great this week. But you have to move forward and understand that, you know, you have a good quarterback, but you don't have the guy.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, I see the Colts getting Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota. You talk about something I'm pulling for.
Oh.
Give me Mariota on the Colts, please.
I'm here for every last second of that. I guess I'd be surprised. I mean, those guys had a front row seat to Marcus here.
They did.
And I guess I'd be surprised if they were all that enamored with him, but would that be amazing? Oh, that'd be amazing. Well, however it worked out, you know, Titans fans, I'm sure, would feel really good about their chances. But, of course, Mariota would have a shot to come back in here with the division rival. Man, good theater.
Can you imagine what the conversation on – let's just start with our show. What it would be like if Mariota came in here and beat the Titans with Ryan Tannehill? And then fast forward that to what Jared's reaction would be if this happens with Mariota coming in and taking down Ryan Tannehill. That'd be something.
The Tannehill tattletales would be, man.
They would be tattling, guys. They would be tattling.
There'd be a lot of tattling on everybody who ever suggested Ryan Tannehill should be in the NFL.
Dennis on the text line says, the Colts had to cut their losses. They didn't, quote, do a good job. The Wentz trade ended up being an epic fail for them. This is coming from Dennis on the text line.
Exactly. I mean, so look, Indy Ben, I appreciate your need to spin things positively because you're Indy Ben and you love the Colts. But, I mean, if you want to look at it in a vacuum, I agree. Like, hey, good job. Like you got something out of this. But this is all part of a huge fail on the part of the Indianapolis Colts. Huge fail.
A texter that says, I think there's another angle on the Russell Wilson to Denver trade. He got sent to probably by far the best division in football. 6 games a year against those division rivals. Ouch. Well, the thing is, he's just came from what was probably the best division in football and now is in a division where it could be in the same situation. So Russell Wilson has experience playing in the best division in football.
I think this is a good example of how, like, fans and media look at things and how if you're actually a competitor who is at that level of player, you probably would laugh at that. Oh, yeah, I'm afraid to go division with Mahomes and Justin Herbert. Oh, no. You know,
don't disrespect Derek Carr.
No, there's Derek Carr, too. Derek Carr is, by the way, you know, we didn't really talk about Derek Carr, but that's I think the Colts – could make a play there.
I would make a call. Like if you're the Raiders, I don't really know why you're giving him up, but I would make a call.
I agree on both things. That's one of those. It hasn't been talked about a ton, but if I'm Chris Ballard, I'm absolutely, because I would be much more interested in Derek Carr than Jimmy Garoppolo personally.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Got a text that says, y'all live for the drama, LOL. Yes, we do. I assume talking about the Mariota situation. We do. I'm here for the drama.
We love the drama. Nope. We love the tea. Hey, we love it all.
If it
storylines.
If Aaron Rodgers wants to keep doing some stuff, have at it, buddy. Keep going, man. It's fine with me. No, Joe would want to jump off a bridge, but it's fine with me.
Hey, I mean, it's all about storylines, you know? And look, in all seriousness with Mariota, I mean, I would like to see him get another chance. I don't know how confident I am that he would take full advantage of it, but he's also better than some guys who have been starting in this league. I do believe that. So, but the idea of him coming back here into this division, man, sounds fun to me. We don't want things to be boring.
Imagine how good he'd be, like if, you know, skipping rocks was an Olympic sport. Man, he'd be out there.
Do you think he threw sidearm or something? Like what?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, when Mahomes and Stafford do it, that's like, you know.
Well, they complete the pass. Brilliant. Oh, my God.
That's true. He never completed a pass. That's a good point.
Let's go back to the text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a text that says, if you thought Tannehill training all week for the Dolphins game was bad, imagine Marcus training all offseason for two Titans revenge games. My goodness. Ooh. He's probably on the beaches right now of Hawaii, just getting ready. One-handed push-ups to the right, one-handed push-ups to the left. You know, getting on that surfboard, practicing the balance a little bit. Got drinking some milk to make sure those bones are ready to go.
A picture of stuff. John Robinson, you know, like in his little gym there. He looks at every day.
Target practice, throwing footballs at J-Rob's head. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. The thing about Mariota is, like, you know, he was always, like, annoyingly polite, you know, right? Like, yeah. No matter what, you know, good evening, good afternoon. You know, he'd like lose a game by 30. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
But he would talk a little trash in the field sometimes. He would talk a little trash in the field sometimes. Was it Barry Word? No, not Barry.
Barry Word. Church.
God, Barry Word. Now I'm dating myself on Kansas City Chiefs running backs. Yeah, Barry Church gets a stiff arm and Mariota gets up and I was like, oh, look at this.
He took Barry Church to church.
That's right. He was a competitor. He is a competitor. I shouldn't say was. I shouldn't talk about him in the past tense. He is a competitor.
That's right.
And I would rather have Marcus Mariota as my quarterback than Mitch Trubisky. I'll tell you that much.
Don't tell NFL media that right now. Apparently, the Mitch Trubisky revenge tour is going to be quite something to behold next year, apparently. I can't believe we're talking so much about Mitchell freaking Trubisky this offseason. It's unbelievable to me.
I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. I mean, he runs around and he can make a pretty throw every once in a while, but you can say the same thing about Mariota.
Yeah. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll get a little bit more into the Carson Wentz trade, get Joe's thoughts on that coming up on the other side as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Got a texter that says, what will make the Indy fail and even bigger fail is if they trade a first-round pick for Jimmy G. This is coming from LD from McMinnville. That would have to be a future first-round pick because they don't have one this year. But would you, if you're Indy, like if the price for Jimmy G is a first-round pick, are you trading your 2023 first-rounder away for Jimmy G? Oh, man. I guess you could, but I don't know if I'd do that.
I don't think I would. I agree. I would sign Jameis Winston before giving up something like that for Jimmy G. Jimmy G is going to be really interesting. Like, what is the, we know the Niners are trying to trade him. What is the market? Who are the suitors who get in on that? You know, a lot of the teams that you would list, first of all, I'm sure are first saying, okay, what about Deshaun Watson? Right. And again, it's like that pecking order. Like, okay, now this falls into place. Rodgers falls into place. Wilson, now you start to see it all fall into place. I just have a hard time trading a first round pick for Jimmy G if I'm a GM right now. But
me too.
You know, maybe someone will. I don't know.
You know, the Tampa, thing, you get up first rounder for Jimmy G.
If I'm anybody, I have a hard time doing that. You know, he has some, there's some analytics that are very favorable to Jimmy G. Like, and I forget whose story I was reading, but expected points added, you know, Jimmy G was like third in the league or whatever. But the another problem with Jimmy G is that I think that he benefited a lot from his play caller. I think he benefited a lot from his scheme. Yep. And I think you put him in something else and you may be even more underwhelmed by Jimmy G.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. So, I mean, he's the one that's naturally people are connecting to Indy right now. I don't know if that's the route I'd go or not. Like, to me, is there really that big of a difference between Jimmy G and Carson Wentz? Now, maybe in some of the other stuff that we've talked about in terms of leadership and off the field stuff, maybe there is. Like, maybe, you know, Jimmy G is just a lot better. And maybe that's the difference if you're the Colts. I don't know. But on the field, I guess you could argue that Jimmy G's maybe a little better. I don't know. Like, I don't think there's much of a difference at all between Jimmy G and Carson Wentz on the field.
Well, look, it's the thing. So listen, and this is you can kind of tie it to the Tannehill thing too. Because Tannehill, look, I think we saw it last year. We saw it last year with Tannehill and Wentz. I mean, Tannehill was better. He beat him twice. Tannehill's a better leader. Tannehill's very respected. It matters. Tannehill had reservations about the vaccination, got it. Wentz didn't, you know, and all that happened there. But let's also remember what Stephen Holder said. You know, he's talking about the three previous guys. Well, Philip Rivers was an incredible off the charts. Well, they got rid of him after 1 year. Jacoby Brissett, that's great, but you know, he wasn't good. He's not good enough, you know. Right. So there's limitations to what it means. I do think that it's part of why the Titans, well, the Titans they're stuck with Tannehill this year, but I think that's part of why there's still a good feeling, a better feeling than I think certainly some places outside about him because of that. But it has its limitations. I can see Jimmy G being a lot better than Wentz in that way. But again, Philip Rivers, just go back and convince him to come back for a year. You signed him for a 2-year deal at first, right?
Yeah. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Niner Trucker texting in by way of Memphis, goes to Franklin, Kentucky every day. Says, y'all talk bad about Jimmy G every day. I really hope the Colts get him and beat y'all twice a year and also win the AFC South. This is coming from Niner Trucker on the text line.
Ah, so a Niners fan who loves Jimmy G. Okay. Yeah. Well, don't you then actually hope that he stays in San Fran with the Niners because he's so great?
Yeah. Maybe ship Trey Lance off to Andy.
Yeah, how about that?
There's that.
You pay a lot less for Trey Lance.
There was some Jordan Love talk to Indy the other day. Like, could Indy go get Jordan Love from the Packers? What do you think of that? Let me tell you this. If that's the way it goes, if you're a Titans fan, probably need to get on the pull-up bar like Jared Stillman and get one of those sweaty videos ready.
He said yesterday his celebration video of Wentz wasn't sweaty enough.
Because he had a little bit more.
He was more right than he realized.
Well, I guess you could make the argument that he was. Let's say, in all seriousness, Jimmy G ends up being the quarterback of the Colts. What does the AFC South picture then look like in your mind? Knowing that, you know, they could still go add a wide receiver. They've got $70 million in cap space. Like, we don't know what all the off-season moves are going to be for the Titans or the Colts. But right now, as things sit here today, if Jimmy G is the quarterback of the Colts, what does that do in the AFC South?
Well, I think with Jimmy G, they'd be there. I mean, they'd be in the race because I'm going to assume that Chris Ballard is going to put that cap space to use and improve his team. Chris Ballard has been overrated. There's no doubt about that. But he does have a good roster with a ton of cap space right now. So he's got a chance to put together a pretty good team on the field in 2022. And he does have one of the best backs in football. Good offensive line. A lot of good pieces on D. They need to address that too. With Jimmy G, I think it's a race between the Titans and the Colts. And that's me, again, presuming there's going to be some better players in certain spots for the Colts. I think with Jimmy G, and this is kind of to the point that Steven was making about, can you find a safe game manager? If you can improve your team enough, can you find the quarterback who doesn't make the killer mistake? Because Jimmy G does. That's the concern for me with him. I don't think he's terrible or anything. I don't think Wentz is terrible, but when you seem to have that penchant for the big mistake in the big moment, at some point, you know, that becomes kind of who you are. And maybe that's who Ryan Tannehill has become too, by the way. So it's not confined to those teams, and this is a concern for the Titans too. But I think it would be a race. Good race.
I think it would be too. I just like if that's the trade-off, I'm still feeling pretty good about that if I'm a Titans fan. Like it doesn't guarantee anything. But right now, honestly, if it wasn't going to be Wilson or Rodgers or Watson, which again, I don't give much thought to Houston actually being stupid enough to do that. Like if it's not going to be one of those three guys, like I still feel pretty good about the Titans' chances to win the AFC South next year. I know that, you know, maybe if you get a big time wide receiver in there, if you're Indy, it makes a big difference. We talked about the tight schedule next year. It's more difficult. I mean, I don't think Indy's traveling up to Green Bay next year to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Like obviously a lot of their schedule is the same because they're in the same division, but having a number one schedule is a little bit different if you're the Titans there. So there are factors that could go into it. I heard you guys on Jared versus Joe yesterday talking about, you know, what's the record going to be? Maybe is it 10-7? Is it 11-6 if you're the Titans? Is it maybe 5-12 as has potentially been thrown out there? I don't know. He seemed to deny that pretty strongly yesterday.
Well, apparently he didn't say it, but someone counted it up and he called out 12 L's. I don't know. I didn't listen. I can't verify. A source said he said 5-12.
But again, like, do I feel that much different if it's Jameis Winston? Like, do I think the Colts are all of a sudden the favorite in the South if Jameis Winston's the quarterback? No, I don't. Like, there's nobody they can go get right now that's going to make me think that they're the favorite outside of like a Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. So if they somehow, it's all kind of conspiring to hurt them, unless, you know, I understand Andy Ben next year is a quarterback draft. That's fine. But I agree with Holder. Like they're not doing the long-term thing this off season.
Right.
I could be wrong. There may be a team out there that looks at Jimmy G and says, that's who I want to be my quarterback for the next 5-7 seasons. Maybe that is the case, but I don't think that's it for Indy. So I think it's a band-aid situation, no matter what you do. That's why, like, again, if they really like someone and they found some way to move up this year, that would be the worst case scenario for the Titans fan is that the Colts find the long-term answer. Because right now, going from pretty good QB to pretty good QB year after year after year, I mean, you know, continuity also matters, by the way, in sports. You know, we talk about it in coaching and OCs and all that. I mean, it kind of matters at quarterback too, doesn't it? Like every single year, you got Darius Leonard tweeting about it, like basically ripping his GM. Because it's like, dude, like this is the most important player on the team and you have a different one every year.
Well, and also like now what I'm pretty interested in, like it was pretty clear that Jim Irsay was not happy with Carson Wentz, obviously. I think that's pretty crystal clear at this point. You know, Frank Reich, as he said, stuck his neck out for him. If they go through another season next year, whether it's Jimmy G or Teddy Bridgewater or Jameis Winston, whoever ends up being the quarterback in Indy, and they miss the playoffs again, like, is Frank Reich going to get fired? Is Chris Ballard going to get fired? I don't know, but I would imagine the feeling on those two in Indy is way different than it was this time last year.
Well, no doubt. I think Reich could be maybe a little bit separated from Ballard. You know, I mean, Ballard's done more good work there, right?
Sure.
Reich, one, as he said last week in Indy, like he put it all out there, said, I want Carson Wentz. So Reich is now in the crosshairs because of, you know, doing GM stuff. And then also there's a lot of, you know, there's I think fair criticism about Reich in game on some Sundays as well. So yeah, it's a very different discussion around those guys.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. When we come back, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators in action tonight, taking on the Anaheim Ducks. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Your opportunity to guess the goal scorer tonight for the Predators. If you get it right, you win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll get to that coming up on the other side. The Players' Championship is back with one of the best fields in golf, and now you can take a shot at the Island Green with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get 30-1 odds on Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, or Xander Schauffele to make the cut at the Players. That's right. If any of those players make the cut at TPC Sawgrass, you win $150 on a $5 bet. I really like Justin Thomas to do well. I think he's got a good chance to win the tournament this weekend at TPC Sawgrass as well. But you take it any way you want to take it. There's no better time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code Rob to get 30-1 odds on JT, Colin Morikawa, or Xander Schauffele to make the cut at the Players. Sign up with promo code Rob so they know that I sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wagering designated offer market. A max bet of $5. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. And it is that time of the day. Time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We need your participation. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Be the first caller for your opportunity to guess the goal score tonight for the Nashville Predators. If you get it right, you win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. Big game tonight coming up for the Preds against the Anaheim Ducks at Bridgestone Arena. Right now, the Predators holding down the first wild card spot in the Western Conference. They are 1 point ahead of the Stars. Right now, 5 points ahead of the Ducks, who are out of the playoff picture at the moment. But Edmonton, Vancouver, Anaheim, Winnipeg, all kind of right there together outside of the playoff line, looking in behind the Predators in Dallas. And by the way, Preds 1 point behind Minnesota, 3 points behind St. Louis in the standings as well. So going to be a heck of a race coming down the stretch here in the Western Conference. The standings are as such in Preds Pick to Click. No movement from the other day. Ryan Johansson and Roman Josi scoring the other night against Dallas. They were not picked, so the standings remain. The listeners with 15 correct answers. Joe Rexrode in second place with 12. Robbie Stanley with 10. Michelle Knezovic with 7. So, Joe, 3 behind the listeners for you. 5 behind the listeners for me. We've got some work to do with the season drawing to a close. The stretch run is upon us.
Yeah, I'm mostly interested in beating you two. If I beat you two, I'm happy.
So have you already given up on the overall competition, is what you're saying?
Well, I haven't given up, but, you know, the listeners are not doing enough picking of Matt Benning to my liking.
Well,
they did once. And he almost – did he score an own goal? He almost scored an own goal,
yeah.
We need more of that.
Maybe it's time for Ben Harper today, baby. I'll leave that door right up wide open for you.
He's there. He's there for the taking. You're a big Ben Harper guy now.
A big Ben Harper guy. So, Joe, we're going to do something today that we've not done to this point. Callers are a little bit late today, so we're going Joe Rexrode, first pick overall.
Whoa, that's too bad. Lots of pressure. Callers. Why am I taking this long?
It's a tough decision for you.
Philip Forsberg.
Was it really that tough?
Well, Matt Duchene is tearing it up right now, man.
I know.
But yes, I'll go with number 9.
Michelle Knezovic, are you prepared for the second pick in the competition?
Heck yes, I am. Give me Matt Duchene.
Matt Duchene, the competition. All right, so now we go to Jason from the Borough on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. So, Jason, Forsberg and Duchene are off the board. Your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
We'll say Roman Josi.
Roman Josi, the selection. Very nicely done. Jason, we appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank you. Thanks for taking my Phillipsburg pick, too.
Absolutely. So this is
good timing. I like that timing on the listener's part.
I just love how Michelle snuck that one in there when she knew the caller was on the line.
Oh, good stuff. Wow.
That was well done by Michelle.
Listen, in my defense.
Game in the system.
In my defense, Robbie, he was going to pick Philip Forsberg. Oh, but then I guess okay. Joe was going to pick Matt Duchene.
I'm sure he would have picked Matt
Duchene. Yeah, and then we know what number two was. Very well done. Oh, that's right. We have a caller here.
Oh,
here
look, the caller's on the line. Let me just get to that right after. That's good stuff.
That's what a good MC does. You run the show.
You know what?
I'm running the board back here, guys. Got to make sure everything goes on smoothly. We had to make sure he was all set on hold before we put him on the air.
Mm-hmm. Look. If you guys want to operate with some shenanigans out there, that's fine. Rex Road going first overall, been in the system. Give me Luke Cunningham. I really like the way that line played the last game. I thought Granlund, Tolvanen, and Cunningham were good, especially defensively. I thought they had some good chances offensively as well. Cunningham had a few chances on the doorstep. I think he scores tonight. I'm going Luke Cunningham. And I hope he scores five times tonight and your guys don't score at all.
If Cunningham scores – and neither Duchene and Forsberg score.
You get 2 points.
No, we can't give him 2 points, but I would like to say, like, I almost would consider it.
Why?
No, you can't.
Why, Joe? Well,
because that's not how we can't bend the rules now. But I will. It'll be a nice tip of the cap. Very nice tip of the cap to Robbie.
I would give you 2 points, Robbie, but obviously Rex Road has other ideas on that.
Really appreciate the tip of the cap from Rex. Does me a real good amount of good in this.
The rules are the rules. The rules are the rules.
That's true.
We need to have standards. We need to stick with them.
This has been Preds Pick to Click.
That'd be amazing,
brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Robbie Stanley, the one playing it forthright in the competition, along with Jason from the Borough as well. Rex Road and Michelle. Different story today in the competition.
You said here, pick. I picked. What did I do?
I'm just saying that
I'm innocent.
I'm just saying, for the first time in the history of the competition, you got to pick first as a listener. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, good timing, Jason in the Borough. Good timing. Let's keep it. Let's stick with that energy. Calling like 2-3 minutes into the segment. Especially when I have the number one pick.
Well, I was going to say, you got to time it up right as well. Big game tonight for the Preds. We had Dan Lambert, Preds assistant coach, on earlier. This is a big one. If you could get this done and you go 4-for-4 in terms of the points at this point in the season, number one, if you win tonight in regulation, that's a 7-point gap between you and the Ducks. So it doesn't guarantee that you're going to finish ahead of them, but a 7-point gap is pretty good this time of the year. So you want to put as much distance on the teams behind you as possible, but also you keep winning. That's going to make that St. Louis game all the more interesting coming up on Saturday as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's amazing that the Stars got themselves from double digit points behind to where they are, which is at right now, you know, 1 point back, both having played 56 games, but also that the Preds are in a situation where, you know, now it's St. Louis and the Preds both played 56 and they're only 3 points behind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all up for grabs after the Avs, of course.
By the way, can we just talk about the Arizona Coyotes for about 10 seconds? They've been really bad all year. Their last two games, they've scored 8 goals and 9 goals, 17 goals in 2 games.
Explain that to me.
It's like the first time that's been done in like 26 years or something in the league. And it's the Arizona freaking Coyotes that have done
it. Yeah. And who was that back then? It was like the old Oilers or something. Like, yeah, you know, right? It was probably an incredible team who did that. How?
Shout out to Arizona.
How does this happen?
The Desert Dogs getting it done. Nick Schmaltz is turning the best player in the NHL, apparently. So, long I can keep that going. I got a text that says, Preds pick to click. One of you guys need to pick Janot. It's going to be a gritty game. He's the grit on the team. And as Robbie said it best, if Janot, you know. That was maybe my worst line in the history of the show.
Nobody
picked Andrew Janot.
I'm sure that wasn't your worst line.
I'm sure there's been more that are way worse. Nate texting in says, if the rules are the rules, why did Joe go first and y'all didn't wait for the listener?
We can't wait
whole segment.
Yeah, what are we going to do? You call. I mean, here's the time. This is when we have Preds pick to click. You want to call? Great. You don't want to call? You get no pick. You want to call late? You get the pick that's right there for you. Well, we're not changing scoring system rules. Don't get me all mad, Nate.
How do you think the Ducks come out tonight? Because they've been sliding as of late, and you just got absolutely shelled by the Chicago Blackhawks. And as we know, Chicago is not good. Patrick Kane had 6 points the other night. They went 8-3 against the Ducks. And you can view this kind of a couple of different ways. You can view it as, all right, well, they're just starting to fall off the table. They've had some injuries as of late, and they're sliding out of the picture. Or you can view it as, well, they just got their butts kicked the other night. If you're the Predators, you better be ready to go from the jump tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. Like, they've overachieved, right? I mean, they've definitely overachieved this season.
Yeah.
So are they hitting some kind of a wall? You know, they've got to still relish the fact that they're in any kind of a race here as we head into mid-March. So it's just, again, there's just so many weird results in the league lately. I don't know what that is, but you just talked about three of them that are just like, what is going on in the league right now? You know, you get the Preds the other day. I mean, I know the Sharks are bad, but 8-0?
Yeah.
Weird stuff going on.
No question about it.
That's my analysis.
I like it. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Speaking of the Predators, when we come back, David Poile had some interesting comments earlier this week on Darren Dotnick and Chase about Philip Forsberg and his contract extension, the negotiations still ongoing between Forsberg and the Predators. Is it time for concern based on the way that David Poile addressed that question earlier this week? We'll get into that coming up on the other side. Speaking of the Predators, season tickets for the Preds for 2022-23 season are now on sale, and they've got all kinds of plans available for you, like full season, half season, and quarter season services as well. You can join the Loyal Legion today and receive the best seat selection, priority access to the 2022 Stanley Cup playoff tickets. And as a season ticket citizen, your tickets for round one of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs will be up to 20% lower than your regular season price. Round two of the Cup playoffs will be the same as your regular season price as well. And season ticket citizens receive up to 6 bonus tickets to share with your friends and family during the regular season in 2022-23. So if you'd like more information, lots of really good deals going on right now with the Nashville Predators and season tickets. Visit NashvillePredators.com/season tickets. Once again, that's NashvillePredators.com/season tickets.